This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join us as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to look at the last part, actually part two. We'll cut it and end it here after today. Look at a sermon I preached over a year ago now out of the book of Galatians. It's called God is Not Mocked, where Paul says, be not deceived. In other words, don't kid yourself. Just because you don't see the judgment of God falling on the people that do this doesn't mean that God doesn't see it, or that there's not going to be payback for it and judgment as a result of it. So this is what we're looking at here, and this is what we're looking at here today. This is the last part of this message. For more information on this ministry, I invite you to go to WGODradio.com. I invite you to like our Facebook page as well, and that is WGOD Radio. These podcasts are uploaded on there, and the Sunday sermons from Island Community Church are uploaded on there as well. Now, speaking of Island Community Church, I invite you out to Island this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. I'm preaching through the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 4 this week. We're looking at four different people that start off in the faith. And as the Lord teaches, only one of those four will cross the finish line. We're going to look at what happens to the other three and why they don't make it to the end. You're invited. Love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Now let's listen to the last part of this message. God is not mocked.
Remember that date, June 25th, 1962. Here is what they banned. Quote, Almighty God. This is what kids would say in school up until this point. Quote, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon Thee, and we beg Thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country, unquote. That's what they threw out of school. And you want to sit in one of these nine seats and vote that in? Friend, you better watch out. Just because you're not dropping down stone cold dead today, you better watch out. You better turn and repent of that sin quick before you exit and leave this world. Repent while it's still today. God is not mocked. This was the day they kicked God out of public school and said, we'll take over from here. Thank you. You know something? At least the Muslims are consistent, right? Since the Crusades 1,000 years ago, Obama likes to call out the Crusades. At least Muslims have been consistent for 1,000 years. They still believe their own book, error-filled as it is. They still go around kicking Christians and Jews out of places for 1,000 years. At least they're consistent. You got to give it to them for that. And now, with God banished from schools, you can faintly hear Him whisper to a broken country, how's that working out for you? How do you like it? This is how it looks like without God. I've preached before here the fall in the way of the USA. And I shared with everyone here, you all remember what I said, and that is, it's time to clean house. Remember what I said? Not time to say, well, I'll pray about it, brother. I'll pray. It's time to clean house. The second group that mocks God would be society. Where to start? Television? No, better yet, entertainment. There's fresh stuff all the time on this. Je suis Charlie. You know what that is? That's the little French magazine where they drew pictures of Muhammad, made a bunch of Muslims all mad, so the Muslims went in and killed everyone that works at the newspaper. Well, guess what you don't know about that story? Their Christmas issue was a picture of Jesus with the head of a swine. They were the greatest blasphemers you've ever seen. You don't hear about that, though. You only hear that they offended Muslims, and that's why they were killed. That is true. They stand up for their faith. Christians don't. That's why they're dead. But the thing is, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. And now the funny thing is, they're going to spend eternity right with the guys that killed them. How's that for punishment? Shoulder to shoulder for all eternity. Shoulder to shoulder for all eternity. You and the man who killed you right next to each other for all eternity. A billion, billions, centuries and eons. Shoulder to shoulder next to the man that killed you. Do not be deceived, because God is not mocked. Whatsoever a person sows, that he'll also reap. Society, television, entertainment, the name of God is used in vain, is no longer a swear word on television now. Did you know that? You can now use God's name in vain on TV and get past the censors. That's not a swear word anymore. But yet God says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. You might not see him lying around anymore like Ananias and Sapphira, but don't kid yourself, friend. It is coming. It's by the mercies of God that you're not consumed. All because of the cross. We're going to get to that later. But just because, again, you don't see people dropping down on the ground doesn't mean that God is not mocked. God is mocked by society out on the streets today, where if you utter the name of Jesus Christ, you're an outcast and a bigot and a hater. But if you're gay, they hold a parade in your honor. The media today is in a frenzy looking for the next gay athlete so they can honor him. The gay football player was announced 2 weeks ago. He was named the man of the year. Someone who couldn't make the practice squad in the NFL is the man of the year. But don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. Story was told back in April. The year was 1912, where a woman gazed up at the hulk of an enormous ship. The word is, on the street, the ship was unsinkable. When the woman inquired one of the ship hands, it was said to her, quote, God himself could not sink this ship, unquote. The name of the ship was the Titanic. Bring your scuba gear and go and visit it, and all people that are still on it. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Now, this email my wife sent me this week. Here's a list of people. Tancredo Neves, president of Brazil. During the presidential campaign, he said if he got 500,000 votes from his party, not even God would remove him from his presidency. Sure, he got the votes, but got sick and died one day before he was going to be made president. Be not deceived, friend. God is not mocked. The Titanic, I read to you. Now, John Lennon said this to American Magazine, and I quote, he said, Christianity will end. It will disappear. I do not have to argue about that. I am certain. He says, Jesus was okay, but his subjects were too simple. Now, today, we are more famous than him. Unquote. John Lennon, 1966. Shot dead by 6 bullets. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Cazuza. During a show in Canesio, Rio de Janeiro, while smoking a cigarette, he puffed out some smoke into the air and said, "That's for you, God." He died at the age of 32 a couple weeks later. Marilyn Monroe, visited by Billy Graham during a presentation of a show, he said the Holy Spirit sent him to her to preach to her. After hearing what the preacher had to say, Marilyn Monroe said to Billy Graham, "I don't need your Jesus." 6 days later, she's cold. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. That's enough out of that. The third group that mocks God is the church. The church. How's that? By ordaining homosexuals, male and female, to serve in leadership positions at a church? You put a homosexual to lead the church when you trust the pastor for what he says? I mean, don't you people trust me with what I tell you is gospel truth? How about if I tell you there's nothing at all wrong with being a homosexual? People look up to church leaders. They hold them accountable. Expect them to be mouthpieces for God. And now, the head of the Episcopal Church was led by a man who divorced his lifelong wife and moved in with his boyfriend. At least until group number one did what they did and made it legal. So then he married his boyfriend. And he's the head of the church. And his name is Vicky. His name was Vicky. Prior to becoming, well... Boy, talk about like having the name Nabal, right? What does Nabal mean, remember? Ray, David's wife says he's just like his name. Here, you got a man named Vicky. What do you do with a pastor who says it's okay? God says, do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals will inherit the kingdom of God. That's what I say to you from the pulpit. Don't do it. As well as any one of these other things. Any pastor who tells another person this is okay is signing that person's death warrant, just like the governor. And to pastors that do this, I say to you, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Payment's coming for what you do for misleading the flock. Churches also mock God by not preaching sin and repentance. The new thing in churches today is not offending people by talking about sin, but rather talk about love and the love of God. All right, let's follow that thought. God so loved the world that he what? Gave.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.